Hey guys, editor Avis here. To just give you a forewarning, this was our very first live episode, and we are with our mothers, and we are, I'll speak for myself, little tipsy in this recording. So please, give us the benefit of the doubt when you are hearing the audio. It's on a different setting. We are using one mic, and we are having a ball in Salem, Massachusetts, this recording. So I am going to give you a little treat and just honestly leave it as whole as possible. And just letting you know, we are a little bit sauced. Our moms are a little bit sauced. And it's honestly a pretty good discussion, all things told. So if you were not tuned in on our Facebook group, we went live. Please join us on Facebook, Your Mom's Podcast, and you can find the video correspondent to this episode. And yeah, hope you enjoy. As always, love you guys.
Hello and welcome to the eighth episode of season five of Your Mom's Podcast, the only podcast that's worth walking out on a date with one of Degrassi's coolest girls. I'm Caroline.
I'm Avis.
And today we are joined by our moms for our first ever in-person recording. Yes. And we are breaking down Degrassi's season five, episode 10, Redemption Song, live from Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Hi, moms.
Hi, Mama. Hi, girls.
Long time no see.
Right?
Seriously. Like,
all day.
All day. Yesterday, too.
Hours in the car. Mm-hmm. Separately.
Separately. Yes. Beautiful hours in the car.
Yes. Fun, sweet hours in the car.
Thankfully, very little bridges.
Yeah.
I don't like bridges.
So have you guys watched, besides this episode, any more Degrassi since the last time we saw you? Are you hooked yet? No. That's okay.
Same said, absolutely not. No.
That's okay. I kind of love it that way.
But last night I did, well, like when we did the first watch through, because I'm a binge watcher, I was like, okay, let's watch another one.
Yeah, no. And this is the season when it's really good for that. Like the next episode I did want to watch too, because I'm like, I know this episode is good. And then it's a two-parter too. I'm like, yeah.
With lesbians.
With lesbians. and movie premieres, which
we could watch it while we eat dinner, perhaps.
Yeah.
So as usual, we are going to start with a poem, but for only the second time ever, because Charlie wrote our haiku poem.
Charlie did write the beautiful
credit where credit is due. That was a damn good poem.
He slammed that poem.
For the first time since then. We have a poem that was not written by me. It was instead written by my mother.
You did, Miss
So if you're going to bring us in with that poem.
Roses are red, Darcy's a Christian, and Spinner thinks Jay needs a good fisting.
Thank you.
I just got that too because he punches him. I was not thinking of kind of fisting. Fisting.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Perfect.
I'm up.
You're up.
Okay. Spinner and Darcy are getting serious, but Spin's not quite ready to give up his heathen ways and give his heart fully to Darcy and, by extension, Jesus Christ. Over in Plots, I don't care about Drake. Is torn between two lovers.
Well, that was true because when we were watching, Mom, you were like, His name is Aubrey Graham. Yes. Aubrey Drake Graham. Okay.
And like they're fighting over Drake.
I like
Aubrey Graham or no.
Yeah, Jimmy Brooks.
Wheelchair Jimmy now.
Wheelchair
Jimmy. I like that like a tenth of the episode was content you guys had already seen.
No, actually. Flashbacks.
I said it when we were watching last night. Kendrick Lamar should sample the sound of Jimmy going the ah when he gets shot. Avis, can you do it? You probably do it best.
What fall to the floor?
You gotta work on it. It's not as perfect as that.
I can't do all of these lines.
You have to. Can I get a please? Manny, when she's pregnant and she needs to go vomit.
Like, Kwan is like not having any of it.
Wait, it's really irresponsible.
I didn't know any of that. I just thought it was funny.
Because it, like, rises up.
You know, it's almost like the motion is like a cat about to puke.
No, but that's kind of what it reminds me of, was when my cat would, like, process, like, a hairball, like different parts of her body would be, like, percolating and shit. And she is standing pretty still, but like you see the churn. Yeah. They can't all be pleased.
But we gotta think about the plot first.
The content was definitely like, oh, you guys forgot that Jimmy got in this wheelchair. We're gonna show.
Well, Spinner processing his trauma by visualizing all sorts of shit that he either wasn't there for or he was, but it wouldn't be his POV.
Right.
But, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, right. Seeing Rick's shoes under. I don't know. It's like, yeah. This is all of the footage from the show that he is having a flashback of. It's like when they do a production still and have it framed. Mm-hmm. They're like, how did you get this photograph?
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I'm glad that Hazel's breaking up with Jimmy.
Controversial opinion, but yes.
Also, fuck Jimmy and Ellie, because I think that Hazel's whole, it's sad that nothing rhymes with orange, it's such a lonely word, is like,
it's cute.
Kind of cute. It's
they
one of the more interesting glimpses we get into Hazel.
Right.
When they were painting the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy was like, what words aren't lonely? And he said, she said Hazel, because it goes so perfectly with Jimmy. Because,
they up cheesy, her, like, her ditziness in this episode, though.
They do.
Because she
but
needs
I
to
like
be,
that one.
I like it, but it's like they need her to be ditzy Hazel, because Ellie is supposed to be smart Ellie in this episode.
Ellie's not.
Yeah, because she don't look even look like that to me.
She's not a programmer.
Like
that's
a,
not
right.
she. That's
she's
not
like
her thing.
Right.
They were bonding over 50s horror, retro horror art,
right.
Comics and stuff. And like now, it's like, oh, we're having inside jokes about technology, and your girlfriend's just so dumb that she doesn't get it. But there's no precedent for that. And Hazel's very smart. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't Hazel know about flash anime? I don't. Justice
yeah.
for Hazel.
Justice
because
yeah.
she's
always.
Not stupid. She's not stupid,
she
and they want.
Said it like this. I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, she's. Yeah.
You Ellie know who is stupid. Is Emma.
Yeah,
Emma's
she is.
Very
she's
stupid.
Not,
she's
not
episode,
in this
she's,
episode.
I know because she's probably off somewhere making really horrible.
Last episode. No, if you had, Emma's actually doing a lot of that right now.
Right
she's
now, she's like secret dating a guy who sex crimed her best friend.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, he like recorded her flashing her boobs
when she was
when she was
hopelessly
given, like,
intoxicated.
She
was not
sent it around
yeah.
the school, and even though she's a minor, his mommy is the principal, so police did not get
she's
involved.
A minor?
Yes.
Yes, Manny 16. She's 16.
She was Kendricking.
Oh, a minor. Minor. Oh my gosh.
But even which Jimmy watches the video and gives this really
I'm in shambles.
Manny Santos, my how you grow.
It's creepy. It's creepy.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
But even though she's a minor, so it was like underage pornographic material that he sent out as like a revenge thing around the school. His mommy's the principal, so he only got 5 weeks detention.
And thank you for the likes. I see likes. Thank you.
Thank you for likes, guys. Love you.
Yes. But can I say how I'm really mad that I didn't get the Kendrick thing?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I'm disappointed myself.
I'm very disappointed.
It's okay.
The amount of times I'm like looking in my fridge like A minor.
Look, here's the thing, Avis, is it's going to take a lot of work to repair this trust.
Yeah.
But we'll be okay.
I think through faith and, you know, rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. We should maybe get a counselor.
Or join the friendship club.
Join the friendship club.
Avis.
That was beautiful. No,
that was great. That was great.
I love her. Left and right.
Yeah, and come
I love her.
Because the friendship club ran stuff.
We can keep talking about Ellie and Jimmy.
Well, so the thing that I don't like is that, like, Ellie is being, she's ganging up on Hazel.
It's gross.
I don't like it. And the fact that, and like, so Miss Amy, you're like, okay, she's doing all this and then she still doesn't want Jimmy. And I'm like, yeah, no, she doesn't want him. It's gross.
Yeah.
No, she's just like a homewrecker just cause. And I don't like
Hazel and Jimmy either. Everybody in this town is making some pretty shitty decisions.
Hazel and Jimmy aren't great together. Hazel's not getting the fact that Jimmy has changed through the shooting, which is really weird.
She's just trying to stay positive and be like, "You're still you. We're still us."
Correct. Which is a great tact, but like, you guys are not 45. You guys are
right
children.
High school.
He was used to being an all-star basketball player with his whole life ahead of him and all the opportunities on the horizon, and now he is confined to a wheelchair, and he's got to rework everything. And she's just not. And it'd be different if he was like, I want somebody to encourage me or whatever. But he's just like, I want to seek something different. Like, yeah. I'm not thinking the same way.
Right.
I don't have, like, I am different. He literally tells her, I have changed. And she's like, you haven't. You're still the same Jimmy. No.
Yeah,
she literally did not bob and weave.
Right.
We got shot.
He is not the same. He did not.
And thanks for the laugh.
You by somebody with their eyes closed going like this.
I mean, yeah, it was so bad.
It's bad. Like,
he's like, Stark levels of bad.
He's like, every day I wish I would have just zigzagged.
I will zigzag. Anything but run in a straight line
just like
would have been better. Anything.
All down yelling.
Like, yeah.
Drop to the ground. Just,
yeah.
Plus, yeah, where was he shot?
In the spine.
Yeah. In the spine.
In the okay. Room.
Like, direct, like, exactly where it needs to be in paralyzed.
I don't know. I don't ever want to find out, but I kind of think that you're like how your body would react to being shot would not be like, it would be like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's drama. It's the drama that he yells out.
I feel like
it's like I've been shot.
It was like packs exploding is what he's reacting to. Because I guess those do, like...
Yeah.
Although that seems a little dramatic for...
Well, he knew it was his moment.
Caroline,
they told him, you're getting shot. And he was like...
Ah!
You see his fist like... Like, he was practicing.
It's the sound.
My body has been jolted with a bullet. Yeah.
Now I kind of feel... Sorry for Drake because he's not a
very he's not a good not actor. And it's, yeah, he's not a good actor.
And his character, like,
danger.
Period, you know.
His character could very slowly have taken one step to the left and avoided getting shot.
Yeah, and I really think that's true. I don't think that he.
The self-preservation
was not there.
No.
No. That self-preservation was on vacation.
Nice.
Obviously, you do not look like Quinta Brunson, but the delivery of that, and to a degree, being like the proud of yourself facial expression, was giving Janine teas.
Low-key, Chunta Brunson raised me, so Philly all day. Philly all day. Just, I feel like the takeaway for me is justice for Hazel, because Hazel does not deserve to show up looking like that and get all the disrespect the way that she receives. She
walks into that room.
She's so cute. She's like, I've got the organization on deck. I'll get the water out of my car. I will do the paint. Nobody wants to clean paintbrushes. It is actually a very tedious job.
It is.
I get that, but Paige
is a princess.
Noped right out of that.
No, yeah.
It's just and Marco, too. Illegal.
That's this. Yes. Her and Marco were like, oh, we're not doing this.
Hey, what's Marco's story? Because I feel like he was.
He's gay.
Like, okay, that tracks.
Yeah.
Like, his just, like, his whole vibe was sort of.
Gay?
Gay.
No, urchin. Like,
oh,
like,
please,
an urchin.
Clam on to
an urchin gay child.
Yeah, well, his personality is very transient, so.
And Marco is yet another minority bestie who kind of fills in. Like, Hazel is always Paige's bestie.
Mm-hmm.
Manny is always Emma's bestie unless they're fighting. But then Marco. Sometimes he's Chris's bestie. Sometimes he's Ellie's bestie.
Sometimes he's Paige's
bestie right now.
Yeah, he's a floater.
He almost took Manny to prom, but then Paige needed him too because her teacher boyfriend bailed on
him. He's the gay best friend.
He's the gay best friend.
Yeah, Marco is the gay best friend. Yeah. And yeah. You believe it. You believe it whenever he's like, because him and Manny have a cute relationship, but it's like they don't actually.
Would he lead astray for his own purposes?
No, he's not devious.
He's not devious. He's
except
just...
for when his boyfriend cheats on him again, and so he steals some money from his dad to gamble.
Yeah, he's not devious. He's just underwritten.
Yeah,
he's the gay kid, and that's all they give him to do is be gay. He just came out. So now they're going to give him things to do as a result of his gayness.
Like develop a poker addiction because his wife cheated on him.
Yeah.
Or resort to Schmeck's work.
Yes.
Because
he needs to look hot for the
fashionable clothes for the club.
Gay club.
The gay club, of course.
The gay club.
He's a very compelling character.
He is so... And he went to... a safari in an African country.
Yeah, he just came back.
And now it's his entire personality.
For a minute, but he's just wearing that Speed Racer shirt two episodes in a row.
So you think we don't notice, but we saw it. We saw it.
Yeah.
Marco, you have one more episode for this show. You have one more episode, and it just better go back in your closet, and I better not see it again.
He is an outfit repeater.
Yes, and I'll be an outfit remember, because that is not a good shirt to wear multiple times.
It's fine. It's just not Marco.
It's
Spinner could wear it.
It's more like Spinner and Craig. Right. It's more like Spinner and Craig because they wear wrestling tees. Marco is the suit. He is like the button up shirt, like the cowboy shirt.
Marco is the dashiki.
Oh my gosh. I hope he's not the dashiki.
He went to Africa, bro.
No.
Really? What part?
Marsai Mari? He went to the safari in Mar. I didn't look at what country it's in. But
he went with Caitlin. Remember Joey's girlfriend from the last episode you watched? The one who bought his house? They broke up because of Kevin Smith. So now Joey's homeless.
You guys have missed a lot.
You have missed a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
Caitlin literally Craig's fine. He's ran. Around. Yeah. Craig is dating Manny.
Where does he live?
Well, they're not actually homeless. They're still living in Joey's house, but Caitlin owns it,
and they have a really weird rental agreement.
And like basically, a couple of episodes from now, Joey's going to go to Toronto
and Alberta. Yes,
because Craig graduates at the end of the season, so Joey's just gone. Angela's going to come back as a different character, 10, but her name's going to be Tori now. It's a lot.
Why they didn't bring her back as Angie? A lot of people theorize that you would have to bring Joey back.
Character?
It's the same actress. Same actress, different character.
They didn't recognize her, apparently, when she auditioned for the role of Tori. and she was the best person to come in. So then they were like, okay, we guess you're Tori now. And then they just never really addressed it. You get, there's a lot y'all miss.
There's some more. And
there was a show in the 90s called Family Matters.
I love Family Matters. Where
a daughter went upstairs.
A daughter went upstairs.
She just never came back down. And they thought no one would notice. They thought no one would notice.
Yeah, I don't know why they thought that.
I love the little sister.
Well, and I feel like it was a couple of seasons in, so it wasn't
it wasn't.
Like after her first season
No, she was on it for a bit. She was on it for a couple years at least. And yes, and they thought that we would not notice.
Spinner had a Chinese sister for like 3 years, and then she just
And she dated Toby, JT's best friend. She's in the credits still, but
she's gone.
But she's gone. That's why we have a sticker. Justice for Kendra was her name. And then we just completely forget about her, and they're like, Kendra? Kendra who? We don't know who Kendra is. Yeah, but just like, don't talk about Kendra.
We don't talk about Kendra. Not finish that. Okay. On that note, are we ready to talk about the A plot? We haven't really super talked about the B plot, but we covered the bulk of it, which is fuck
Jimmy,
Ellie.
Jimmy and Hazel. Justice for Hazel.
Justice for Hazel. I hope she gets out of that town and lives her best life.
I hope she goes on her cross-country road trip. Take someone who's better for the road. Because Jimmy would suck on the road anyway. Let's just be honest.
Honestly, even before the wheelchair, Jimmy would suck on the road.
They're not going to listen to the same thing. They're not going to agree on playlists.
He's gonna
Jimmy is not a road warrior.
Okay, but in his defense, I would think that he would have a whole host of like new stuff to think about on a road trip that he wouldn't have had before he got shot.
Yeah,
it would probably be totally oblivious to that. Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't you just want it?
Because my dad barely made my house accessible. When half of his ramp to his house has no railing.
Jimmy's house?
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's really sad. Jimmy's parents hate him.
Yeah, they made him stay in the hospital so that they could put in a ramp for a condo. But now, then we flashed to him living in a house.
So a house can be a condo. And just to be clear, condominium refers to... Like, it's the land.
Right, realtor corner.
You own the property. The condominium association owns the land.
Okay.
So while they are often more like apartments, mm-hmm. a condominium can be a house. I've known it does happen.
I did not know that. So it's possible that the same condominium they were talking about is this house.
We saw that. We've seen the condominium when Sean got drunk.
That's true. It's a different
message in a bottle.
It's true. It was like an actual like apartment building.
The message like drink me.
You're too young to be stealing Jimmy's parents' booze.
Do not steal Jimmy's parents' booze. And then,
that was the
message.
Yeah.
Do the titles always mean something? Or
the titles are always 80s songs.
They're always 80s songs.
Until they become 90s. But songs. But
they don't really.
They don't.
Sometimes
we had music corner.
Well, there are exceptions to the rule.
Gossip Girl has movie titles that they kind of skew. Yes.
They shoot Humphreys, don't they?
They shoot Humphrey, Desperately Seeking Serena.
They do that. Grey's Anatomy.
I think it's so cute. Like, but they don't. We had Music Corner, I think, third season, because mm-hmm. we did a whole season without it. We had Music Corner, and we loved the music, but the music doesn't necessarily correspond to the, like, the theme.
It's
like, the
music is more the title.
Yes. The title will correspond more to the episode than the actual content of the song.
Yeah.
Which made listening to the songs kind of like, oh, we love music, but we are spending like 25. When we had Chris on, we spent like 45 minutes on the music corner.
Was a good.
He was like, listen, I'm going to tell you every reason why this artist sucks.
Right. We talked about Whisper to a Speaking Hole for so long.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible song. I don't know if you guys have heard
it. Yeah. We kind of trudged through some.
Some of the songs were good.
Some and of the songs were good that I, and a couple of them like, I knew, but then some of the songs were like, I don't want to listen to
this. There's a lot of Morrissey titles in season two, too. I mean, it's really only two.
And one of them I don't like Morrissey. So.
I know. It's fine. I don't really either.
I think Eli might sometimes I
like to sing. Like, some of his songs are kind of Muppet voicey.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, but
when
no,
you rewatch it on Tubi, do you hear all these songs?
No, it's just
the play the songs. It's just all,
but, like, it is a new enough show.
That's the thing now, right? Like,
the streaming?
Every show, yeah, is all not the original show.
Yeah.
Because the music isn't there.
Yes. Like,
I
yeah,
feel like the Degrassi like is not too bad.
I think that they, I don't know if it's because it's Canadian, but they also didn't play a lot of like top 10 hits. They don't do that until like the newer season. And honestly, even then, they don't really play music that we would recognize.
Yeah.
There's music. Probably the biggest song they use was used in a promo, and I don't actually think that they use it in the show.
Does Isabella get taken by the cops during Misery Business by Paramore? Is that a thing, or am I making that up?
Yes, it's the party, and that's kind of epic.
Oh, God, I can't wait to get there. That's going to be good.
I still don't like that little girl, but yes.
I know, that little girl sucks. I wish the cops had taken her to jail. No, I don't. That's horrible.
I don't
mean that.
I was kidding. Jail is basically CPS, so.
Miss Bev, I don't want to shock you, but the frequency with which it happens on this show, and particularly from your daughter more than me, I am not the bad influence here. That like 14-year-olds are called the C word.
Oh, yes, Mama.
And I'm not taking the fall for that. Like that time. One time my mom invited our pastor's kid over when I was like three. No, I was like four or five. Anyway, we had a lemonade stand and the pastor's kid got the idea that we should flip off anybody who didn't buy lemonade from us. And then my mom saw us buy lemonade and immediately thought that I had come up with that idea and I got in trouble.
Where was that? Was that it?
That was at the house that was where Ann and I was our neighbor.
Who is the pastor?
Susan Felber's church. So I would have been a little older.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that other than that I am not the bad influence, but I get blamed all the time.
And I'm not taking
the fall for Ava's calling teenagers cunts.
Okay. But like the fact that they all deserve it.
I'm not
rescinding anything.
Emma is a cunt.
Yeah. Emma's was just. You know,
she's playing some
dance episodes.
Better than me.
Emma's gone. Like, I just think the loyalty that Emma has is just not on par with either of us. So we're just like, we have cut people off for less,
right?
So much less.
Yeah. But we put up with a lot more bullshit when we were teenagers. I know I did.
I did too. I was kind of like a doormat when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things I was just not gonna do.
I don't even want to talk about my best friend when I was a teenager. One of them was really good. But the other one, I don't even want to talk about it.
One of them was okay. The other one was like low-key not great. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, one of them was terrific and the other one was just a disaster.
I wouldn't describe either of them as terrific. I don't know you. I don't know that lore. But no, I'm talking about my two. No,
she was really lucky to have a really good.
The woman I went to visit when I was staying with you, my friend who I went and had dinner with. We've been friends since fifth grade.
Yes, you did. Okay. Yeah, no. And for me, it was like 7 years of like good enough friendship. And then it was like, okay, you guys want to be together. And then I'm just here in the worst.
I'm so glad I never have to be a teenager again.
Yeah, me too. That was like 19, 20. Yeah.
And you get
rained. Tourism is like cat the or worst. Nothing. House cat or
I wouldn't want to
nothing.
Deal with it.
Especially not.
I just want to be a house cat. If there's reincarnation after this and I don't come back as a house cat, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, like, there are people that aren't nice to their pets.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be one of their house cats.
People be nicer to pets.
Not all
than
people,
their
though.
Family.
Some people
not
like
all
like people, I like Nina more than a vast majority of people.
I want to be a house cat for like a decently paid, like childless millennial couple.
Yeah. Dual income.
Yep. Dual income. No kids.
No kids.
I have all the gadgets.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get it. You're going to have a bed in every room.
Bed in every room. I might have like stuff on the walls.
I saw a dog that had their own iPad, and the dog that there was the grandpa visiting, and the dog was like, the daughter was like, do you want to go in your, in our bed and watch your iPad? Do you want grandpa to go home? And the dog like stood up, like looked at grandpa. He's like, really? And then the dog literally got in bed with their bonnet and their iPad on like a little.
Yeah. Arm. I just want to be a house pet for a childless millennial couple.
And that's a lot.
The dog has their own iPad. Yes, I would say that's quite excessive.
I don't mean my own iPad.
I'm not, but I don't think if I came back as an animal that I would be an iPad kid. I think I'm not, I'm an iPad, like, I like my iPad. Can I deal without it? Of course. You know, I'm not going to
want that. Yeah, but the world gets a lot smaller when you're a dog.
It does, and I feel like vision-wise, you can't see as much.
Yeah.
You don't see it in color, so I feel like that.
He doesn't have an iPad, but yeah, I like to put on dog TV for my dog when I go to work.
Nina likes Food Network because my mom likes Food Network. So that's when she leaves, she puts on Pluto for Nina, and it's the Food Network. She likes Iron Chef.
I'm pretty sure my cats know that the sound of the Office theme song means that I'm, like, gearing up for bed.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's snuggle up, Mom. Yes, they're very smart, and I would think that because the only reason really she likes it is because it reminds her of you, not because she actually knows what's going on in the show. But
we don't know for sure. We
never know.
Maybe she just yearns to cook and curses the fact that she was born without opposable thumbs.
Have you been on TikTok? There's dogs that cook.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really cooking. It's just clever editing.
It's very clever. Like,
have you seen that Paper Eats chick? Oh my God, I'm going to have to send it to you. It says, like, woman who makes cooking videos, but instead of going out and buying all the ingredients, she makes them with paper. She even makes, like, her pan with paper, and it'll be, like, with editing, you'll see, like, the paper butter melting, and, like, she'll, I got to send it
to
you.
The way that people's minds really impress me.
Yeah.
Because why would you, editing the fact that you do skill. That. And people are entertained by it is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like the people who make the little miniatures.
There's somebody who does videos of their, I want to say it's a bearded dragon eating bugs. Like she'll put the bearded dragon in this chair and then put a plate with a dome over it in front of him. It's a huge tomato or something.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Did
they
eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It should have. I mean, that's the thing. I've seen this, TikTok, Instagram. This lady, she was like, my dog is a vegan, just like me. And she was putting the meat in the dog and everything. It was funny. And then one of the last videos is when the dog was finally like,
I'm going to eat the meat.
Yeah, like.
I think that veganism toward dogs is, or cats is like abuse.
I
don't really want to take a hard stance on this online.
On children. Like,
especially on children.
It just makes me so nervous.
That's fair. Dogs is what I just don't. I don't.
Yeah, disagree. Dogs definitely.
Yeah, it's their nature. Yeah.
Okay, I did not mean to start fighting.
That's so. Okay. No, it's totally fine.
Do you want me to go make dinner?
No, I want to talk about the A-plot.
Yes, the A-plot, it happens.
It does happen, and it's, okay, I hate how we barely at all, like, it's just a Hatzilakos, like, announcement.
The school is
it's
different.
Like, a year ago today, Jimmy Brooks was shot in the back. Oh! And...
We are
Degrassi is different and we're stronger.
Zero tolerance for bullying.
Fuck right off. Emma's still walking these halls. Your son is sex priming young women.
Emma's still walking these halls like a
tyrant. Did they say that Jimmy was getting that award?
No,
because he got shot.
No, and it wasn't an award. It was the mural. I think people had submitted probably for a mural and they chose his. Maybe they chose it because he got shot.
It could have been because he got shot. I don't
think it was that because mural wasn't,
it wasn't that
they're high school.
Jimmy's sudden artistic ability is like makes zero sense.
Yeah, he started drawing Jimmy instead of going to therapy.
Like, come on.
That's what it does.
He got shot in that building. He could no longer walk. He's just so well adjusted and everything is fine and he's having
no trauma.
With his
But the fact that that is true, like the fact that he's able to just go back to school, like
I
nothing
think he still has. But I think he still has trauma.
But like they might be
basketball.
But in this episode,
it's more about Spinner.
It was more about his trauma, though.
With the girl.
It was supposed to be more about Spinner's point of view. That's why it's called Redemption Song, because Spinner is thinking about his role in the shooting and whether or not he really cares to still align with Jay, because that's the whole thing. It's like he and Jay did this. So the fact that he's still so close with Jay, it's like, can you move on and like be a better person when you're still aligned with the person?
Yeah, but like he's aligned with Jay in a really self-destructive way.
He is. Jay is the king of self-destructive.
So
Jay will be like, you want to destroy yourself? I'm going to hold your hand and we're going to do it together. Because that's all Jay is about, is like, so they both got expelled from school because Spinner confessed to his role. And then the principal was like, is there anybody else that I need to, you know, pull for about this? And he told her it's Jay too. So they both got expelled. Spinner did summer school and got back in. Jay did not. Jay is literally on the streets and not caring about
his country. He's
unaffected. He's disengaged from everything.
Okay, but also he's like 40.
That's one of the memes we have. I am 30 or 40 years old. I do not need this. Because as soon as he comes into the story, it's like he looks older. But I will say that the actor, Mike, looks exactly the same. So it might be that he looked older as a younger person to still look exactly the same. He looks exactly the same, if not better. So, I mean, he was like maybe 2 years older, 3 years older than his character, but still in that ballpark. It's not like he's like a 25-year-old playing a...
I feel like he looks as old as Mr. Snake.
They should be going to be bowling buddies. Yeah, he looks old. He's not a young-looking guy, especially with that haircut. That haircut's not doing him any favors.
No.
I don't know why he's got that, like, altar boy haircut all of a sudden, but it's not great.
It makes
great.
It worse.
It's not
that
great.
That mustache isn't doing him any favors either.
No.
No mustache?
Jay's.
Yeah, Jay's hair this season is bothering me.
Yeah, I was just saying his altar boy haircut.
Yeah.
He's just not, and I was just explaining about kind of what happened and the lead up and everything. And just, I think that it makes sense that Jay is now being ousted because he is like, in Spinner's opinion, the reason for his suffering when Spinner just went along with it. It's not like Spinner's not culpable too. That's why everybody hates him.
Spinner actively participated.
He actively participated. Yeah, he Spinner is, he is going to get his arc, but I don't.
Well, that, because here's the thing about Jay, is Jay at this point and kind of forever until we're just kind of like, oh, he's a decent guy now. And then he's gone. Mm-hmm. Jay is just kind of always there to like usher main characters into making bad decisions.
Yes.
Like he
Wait,
just kind of plans
to.
No.
Urshfake.
He plants seeds and he like points the way. He's very, I've said before, he gives me like trickster character vibes in like mythology and shit. Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
Or just like the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
A little bit, yeah.
He's just the, and like right now they're still not developing him. Like he's getting closer to being his own character, but they are still using him to be just the person who's going to lead you down the road of chaos, the agent of chaos, all of that. All of those vibes, that is Jay. So like when we're like, he's like, no, I'll get the round. I'll get the next round. He leaves Darcy with Jay. We're like, no. Because Jay is like, he's going to do something. He's just the character. He's not the character that's going to shoot the shit.
I would not
leave. He's going to plant seeds so that he can have entertainment.
I would not leave my worst enemy alone with Jay Hogarth.
No. He's like really terrible in this era. And like, I think that this is the season where they realize we've got something here. We should keep these characters around this age so we can actually talk about the things we want to talk about. For him saying like, yeah, Manny's approaching him about sex and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah.
It's so manipulative and like, he knows, like he doesn't even fight it when Spinner decks him.
No,
like
that's the example.
At no point is he like, let me lay hands on you beyond trying to keep you off of me, mm-hmm. because he knows, and he knew when he did it. He's just a shitster. You know, he would be so annoying on Survivor.
I actually think they would cast him in a heartbeat.
They would. They would. And he would be another Russell Hans, and he would be
person.
I would have to punch him, and he would probably win. Yeah. And you wouldn't be able to be mad about it because it would be a well-earned win. Yes. But you would hate watching every second of it.
Yes. Yeah. And Jay is also like the character that he's charming in a way. He's got charisma. He's got like the oomph, whatever.
I don't
like,
think he does. He just keeps gonna say that. I don't agree with that.
I think because if he was played by any other character,
it's not that he's not funny.
He's very funny.
Mike LaBelle has charisma.
Yes, the act. That's kind of what the actor has charisma. And if anyone else played Jay, I think it would skew way more toward like unbearably slimy if it was not for this actor.
And you guys have to remember too, like we've seen his arc play out.
He's very good. We'll have to bring you back too for when he and Manny get together and their whole like. I think that's the whole movie.
I mean, he's skeezy then too.
That's the thing. That's his brand. He's skeezy, but it's like the skeeze with a heart of gold. That's what they want us to believe. It's like.
They make us do it.
That's fair.
And I get that. I feel like even when you see that, if you feel like that strongly, maybe when you see the episode that we're talking about or that I'm talking about, you still won't feel that way. But like, you're still like, no, I don't care. But like, I think that they work OT.
What happens in that episode?
We're not going to tell him. You got to come back. He just does some magic. He is in a relationship at that time. And he's a jerk. And he has to do something to kind of redeem himself. But she's a jerk too.
Anyway,
two things can be true.
I think Manny's
a jerk in that episode.
I think she's like, oh, the engagement was fake. Like, blah blah blah.
No, you're talking about that, not Degrassi Goes Hollywood.
Yeah, that's it. Degrassi Goes Hollywood.
With the ring and the Malta?
That's all.
Degrassi going to happen.
Yes, that's all Degrassi Goes Hollywood. And I think that they both participate in that. And that's why Jay is not the worst person in that scenario, because it takes two to tango. He is in a relationship. And in a relationship, both people have to participate.
We'll see when we get there. I'm not going to form an opinion until
that's
get
fair.
There.
But
we'll see.
Yes, and I mean, I guess maybe it's me too meeting Mike. He's so tall and he's a cute white man.
He's a cute white man,
and I said.
My friend Shannon, when we went to Canada together.
And we met him. I saw him from afar and I was like, I know his wife can fight.
She better know how to.
She better know how to fight because he is handsome, and he can dress. You know, so he can. Yes, beautiful man.
Can we
talk about Jess? Jane? Maybe yes. She dresses him.
I'll show Miss Amy.
Now.
Miss Amy, he is cute. Okay, I'm not going to have you gaslighting me.
She's turned off by him now because she's seen him get Jimmy shot. Jimmy got himself shot with that run straight away. I'm sorry. Not to victim blame.
Not to victim blame.
Right, but he wasn't not trying to get hurt.
Jimmy got himself shot.
He a little bit.
It goes down like...
I mean, it's potentially me just having that.
Nice, cute. Know.
Jimmy said it took a dive.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Jimmy. You.
It's a privacy region.
Oh.
It's a computer.
What do you mean?
So, like, you can't. Oh, shit. I just walked it.
Zero.
Don't say that on lock.
Oh.
It's fine. I can look at it.
Yeah, because you guys are ever going to be around me to unlock. I dare you to unlock
you
my
never
phone
know.
Remotely.
Don't give it to him.
If you can unlock my phone remotely, that's actually.
This is the internet.
That's actually.
He looks kind of dorky in that one.
He is kind of dorky. Maybe that's my kind of
white
type. But I think overall, like, I like a little dork.
He is very tall.
He's tall. Yes, he's got a little
and
smile.
He's aged well because he was like 30 on the grass.
Your mom
no,
said
really?
That.
No, no.
Your mom said that
he
looked
starts,
like he could.
At this point,
that he looks like the same age as Snake. And I was like, they could be bowling buddies.
You know that Al Pacino Hunger Force meme that's like, I'm 30 or 40 years old. I do not need this.
Yeah.
It's Master Shake saying it to Meatwad. We have a meme of Master Shake, but it's
Jay
Hagar.
Meatwad make the movies.
I mean, I guess the biggest annoyance beside Jay for me is Darcy. The fact that we're going to have to deal with more Darcy, I just am not a fan of.
That scene when she's like crying and showing Spinner
that
her shoulder.
So
and it's so, she's in this skimpy ass bikini. The strap on her shoulder covers nothing.
Yeah.
And like the way that she pulls it down and like, I don't know.
It's
symbolic.
That's her like trying to seduce him and it's.
Yeah, it's drama.
What I don't like is his complete lack of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's wrong?
Oh, I heard you say that. You were like, stop. No, I mean, it's uncomfortable to watch.
I was going to go. Put the noodles in water.
Okay.
You go put the
Thank
noodles
you for
in
water.
I'm just going to say, and I said that from the beginning, before we even get to wardrobe, if she's so into Jesus and how she's living her life,
she's not modest.
Why she has on so little?
Well, I think that we have I think we talked about it off mic, but Darcy's a big hypocrite.
Yeah, she's going to be selling lewds to a stranger on the internet before too long here.
She's very judgmental.
Like,
Jesus thing is...
I don't know. She's still going to be
She's
Jesus.
Very Jesus. I think her faith is rooted in a lot of insecurity about her like personal feelings and wanting to do things. Like how she says that she did like taste beer and
she drank way too much of it
and barfed. I think that she has desires that aren't in line with her faith.
Right. I think she was raised in a fundamentalist household. And like, I feel like a lot of it's not what she necessarily believes. It's just what she's been told her whole life.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I think that too. I think that she's kind of like developing critical thought. And it's like, is this really what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's kind of doing things that might go against what she's saying that she wants. And like, because I mean, modesty is a big part of a lot of people's, like, if they feel like devoutness, like to be devout, you should be, you know, chaste or whatever.
I mean, and
there's everybody's interpretation's different.
Everybody's interpretation's different and what have you. It is an odd choice, though, I feel like, for the Jesus Club.
Yeah, and the fact that it starts with her trying on the bikini and he's like, why are you wearing that to
and she's like, I can be a Christian and wear bikinis. I can be a Christian and be your girlfriend. And it's like,
it's nothing not like smaller can't. Than what she put on.
She has a string bikini on, yes.
Yeah, it's a very small bikini.
String bikinis were popular, though.
They were.
I had to find out the hard way that string bikinis weren't like the best thing for me.
I can see that.
Yeah, you know, too.
I bet you probably looked real hot in one, but like,
well,
not practical.
Okay, so the kind that Darcy was wearing, I could wear. Mm-hmm. Because it's not going around the neck. That actually really bothered me. That put too much pressure on like the back of my bum. But the fact that it's like, you know, it's like a bra, I could probably wear that and my titties would not suffer.
But yeah, no, Darcy's a frustrating character, mm-hmm. and Darcy's kind of always going to be a frustrating character.
She don't change.
And like, yeah, no.
It's we'll like
bring the, you guys yeah. back to check in with Darcy at some point too.
Yeah, the consistency with Darcy is that she is going to struggle.
See how the character goes, because
yeah, well, we'll let you know. She's
sad a face. What?
I mean, she,
the progression from now to Eyes Without a Face would actually be probably pretty cool.
Is there anything else really in the A plot to talk about, or have we covered stuff? Can we move to segments?
I have something I want to say.
Okay, well, you have to come over.
I know.
I'm going to get. And I'm going to also check the comments. I'm not sure.
Darcy. Hi, Jennifer. I'm glad Darcy stresses you out. She stresses us out too. Hi, folks. Hi, Tawny.
Thank you for
making the live. Tawny, we love you.
Okay, do you have to be so close to me? I was actually going to say, like, we should have been, like, a smush, like a little cute family, because
we're not space. Those.
This is gonna touch you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. What did
I was reading
with
my notes. I did have a couple notes about, like.
Look at your own notes. Stop.
I didn't make notes, but Miss Bevs are interested.
About why the girl.
Well, who is that? Who is that?
Great. Yeah.
Oh.
Drake is a fool. I said that.
I just feel like
this episode.
Yeah, Drake is a fucking fool.
I mean,
he did get shot though.
He got shot, and now he's in a wheelchair, and that makes his whole life different. And he's acting like he can still run around and get whoever, like he's the captain of the football team.
Well, I think that that's. I mean, part of Jimmy's issue is that he's very disillusioned. But also. I think part of his issue is that he is telling people things and they're not listening.
And he's like, I'm not the same person anymore. And his dad's like, you're a genius star. And he's like,
his dad should be ashamed of himself.
His dad is not a great character. You guys don't, you haven't seen him, but he was, we just had an episode with Jimmy. And his dad was like absolutely the worst person. He's like, okay, I want you to still be the basketball star, Jimmy. And he's trying to get him into, like, onto a league of people who are similarly abled. And Jimmy's just like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Right.
I don't know that I want to be, like, I feel like my time to be basketball Jimmy is gone.
That's what I thought was kind of weird. Like, you know, I'm just seeing Jimmy's back. He's in a wheelchair. I don't know what he went through with his family, but then he's got this thing with his girl and this other girl, and it's like, Jimmy's in a wheelchair. Like, would it really be all of this normalcy with girls?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year. So he's like, he was in the hospital for 3 months. Then he came back. He's been back in routine. He worked hard at physical therapy. You know, he thought he wanted to still be able to do basketball. I think to a degree he does. He's been like assistant coaching the team mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like
he's
been
No, but teenage girls have a tendency to romanticize stuff. I think. And so like if he was this big hero before he got shot, now he's not only a hero, but he's a tragic. And
right,
maybe that's it.
I can. Give
I think that's kind of
his life, and I think.
I think that's kind of part. I think that's a big part of it. Like Hazel is kind of like pleading with him, like, you're still the same old Jimmy. Like, for that reason, like, if he's still the same old Jimmy, then the fact that he comes out on the other side doing some of the same things that he used to do, that makes him like a hero.
Well, I think too, even though we never get to explore it, like, this is a major upset to Liberty's life too. Mm-hmm. Or not Liberty's life, sorry, Hazel's life.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed up my characters that we never give their own storylines to. But like, it would be traumatic to have your boyfriend get shot. Mm-hmm. And like, realistically, would they have been together forever if the shooting didn't happen? Probably not. And her life, as she envisioned it, has also been completely upended.
Yeah.
And like, I get not wanting to let go of that and trying to be like, okay, we pushed through this, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
I don't blame Hazel for any of it. Like, they're not good together anymore, but that's not...
Yeah, I don't feel like anybody's dealing with their trauma here in a healthy way.
Well, you saw what Miss Sauvay has done. It's one day.
That's true. You know, that's kind of an issue that I notice in this show. And like, my thought when I said I had something was like, none of these people have the maturity for a relationship. Yeah. None of these people like should be having sex with anybody.
And very much so, yeah.
And it seems like, to me, with the very limited stuff I've seen, like, the premise of this show is, like, teenagers with no one feeding them anything healthy, nobody looking out for them at all, like...
Yeah. It's like, I think...
They're on their own to deal with this... Yeah.
That's kind of that's one of the things that like the creators of the show said, that they wanted a show where the kids were dealing with things on their own with very little interference from their parents. So that's why when you see the parents, it's more about their problematic behavior versus them actually doing good
or like problem solving
or solving or helping out their teen. Like when we focus on Ellie's mom is a drunk who burns the house down.
She sets the kitchen on fire.
And kind of Ellie's fault. She sets the curtains on fire.
She like picks up something with a hot pan and then throws it, and then it's right by the curtains.
House would come down if it wasn't her.
Ellie,
they're both to blame, not to victim blame.
Yeah, Ellie did not get taught about fire safety.
Well, see,
and.
Nobody's
looking out for these kids, really.
Her dad just goes off to Kabul and does not check in.
Yeah, but they can't do everything.
They can't. You saw that thing happen without Coach Armstrong there to break it up. That's dangerous.
Yeah, it's not.
No.
It's not the greatest situation for Jimmy because I feel like everybody is just like trying to make him go back, but he's like,
it's not the greatest situation for anybody. Everybody in this episode is having a bad time.
That's true. Everybody in this episode is kind
of sucks. Except Spinner almost got laid.
As his girlfriend's saying, like,
I know, and then he's like, what's wrong? And she's like, yeah, it's fine. And
there's the feeling the whole thing. That's actually one of the things I wrote down. Like, Spinner's girl was flirting with that dude, Jay.
They have a dynamic.
Yes.
It was flirty. I think that's part of why I didn't want them to be alone together is because they have a...
And Jay will have them good girls getting gonorrhea in their throats.
Jay has a precedent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma.
He almost gets Emma killed and then he gives her a social disease.
He gives her social disease of
the blood. You know what? If it were anybody else, I'd be like that too, but... Emma just.
You said Emma deserves a little bit of social disease.
I don't think anybody deserves gonorrhea in their throat. Wait, how did she get it in her throat?
Oral.
You know what blowjobs are, don't you?
I'm single, but I give blowjobs in the back of a Walmart parking lot.
That's a song.
That's a TikTok sound.
I was gonna say, I don't know that song.
My hands were done too tight.
I'm gonna reach a survivor.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually, it's a.
Oh no, you gotta do the puzzle thing.
Oh, shut up. Okay, are we ready to move to the fashion corner?
We are not bots, okay?
Yeah. I might be a bot. You don't know my life.
Is that a blanket or was that here?
No.
This is one of these stylish blankets.
Yeah. I brought one, too.
It's actually kind of a good... It's like an oversized shawl.
Yeah.
It's like... It's low-key there.
Mom, it's in the bedroom.
I was about to bring it back for my blanket, but then I was like, I can just steal yours. No, home.
Not at home.
Yeah, no. I'll just steal yours on the way. But my fashion and my spotfire are like
lacking.
Lightweight, yeah.
Yeah. My first fashion is whatever this monstrosity of an outfit is that Kim's wearing at Friendship Club. She's got they are like teal pants with pink flowers, like hot pink flowers and palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's wearing a light pink top with like a modesty panel in it.
Yeah.
And then not puka shell, but those like broken pieces of like white shell necklace.
That's what bothered me the most.
Yeah, like that.
That's what bothered me the most.
One of the meanest things I've ever heard somebody say was my friend Renata about a boy said, "You are a literal puka shell necklace." And I feel like if you really want to hurt somebody's feelings, you can tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And either they'll get it or they won't.
Mine is actually in that same frame. Well, in that same scene with, but it's Melinda.
Melinda, who has been in something.
She has been in something. The, like, checked, like, button up and, like, teal undershirt and then jean ruffle skirt is just the worst combination. And she is sitting there casually like she is not committing a fashion crime.
It's choices were made, yeah. I have
the Hazel. Moms are shaking their head.
I have Hazel in the computer lab. The color I really like on her, it's like green and like teal.
Mm-hmm. I remember these kind of shirts and they were
stripes, but then the sleeve, it's a cold shoulder.
It's a cold shoulder.
But it's the kind where it's like tied split up here and then connected down here. It's not a good look, guys. It's just not. But I like the color.
I think they gave her more red also. In her hair. She looks like she's...
Yeah, she does.
Her red is more vibrant.
I don't hate that.
I don't. I like it on her. Yeah, it's... It is a... I don't... Yeah. I am not the biggest fan of Darcy's little slouched green shorts.
Wait a minute. My thing with Darcy was...
My mama don't like Darcy and her wardrobe.
I mean, Jesus is every other word out your mouth.
Mom.
And then you got on that tiny little outfit. Yeah, like I thought I saw their pubes popping out underneath that little green outfit or whatever the hell she had on. Like,
she is serving like...
What Jesus she's serving with her head?
She's serving like college dorm room.
Blow
like
for Christ, what?
Oh my God. No, I was going to say college, like common room vibes. Like you're just wearing whatever you could pull on to be presentable.
Absolutely possible.
And also at this time, we were not wearing things up above our bellies. We were still doing the low-waisted.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see her hip bones, you can see, and it's like hanging right below her hip bones. So it's doing absolutely nothing for her. And it's also oddly skimpy.
It's fine.
Weird.
It's fine.
It's like Sophie's choice.
Jesus is every other word out the girl mouth. Now you got a problem. Because if you want to just be a regular college student or whatever, she is
high school student mother.
Middle school. She actually looked more like somebody in college with that.
She's a sophomore, I think. She is a child at this point. They don't, they really.
She's staring down on her mother and father.
Right. She's being raised in modesty culture. No, she's
not. Yeah.
Well, wait till you see her sister.
Well, that's a lie.
I have Marco's fucking Speed Racer shirt just because he wore it literally last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes there's a few weeks between episodes. I think a lot of the time,
that's
even.
Fair. That's fair.
But still, so I guess I'm calling out wardrobe before I'm calling out Marco. Maybe this is more a shots fired.
Like a continuity error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, does anybody stop and think maybe Marco's depressed?
And just wearing the same.
Or maybe he misses Africa.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Marco goes home every day and sits and stares at, like, his. His photo album, his scrapbook of him playing pickup games of soccer with African orphans and showing them their pictures on cameras as Toto's Africa plays in repeat on repeat.
That sounds like a hellscape.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
I also have Darcy in this pink
shirt. Yeah, the right. The,
it's like,
yeah.
It's almost cut like a scrub top.
Yes.
It's not a scrub top, though. It's like a t-shirt. It's got white piping like that makes it look even more a scrub. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think that she wears that to be chased, but she literally has a string bikini on under that. So that's not doing what you think it's doing. Darcy has some outfit changes.
She's like got the most outfits.
She's just like, you just see her and she's just in a whole other permutation of her outfit.
They all little.
And
she got Jesus coming out her mouth way too much for all that littleness.
And my last one, which I took just a screen recording of, is Hazel in her little white outfit. And it's mostly just for the way she walks up.
Yes, like, Hazel's very cute.
She's serving, like, she's like, I am Hazel. I'm here to save the day. You are not organized. I'm going to go wash these paintbrushes. Marco, I have water in my car. Mm-hmm. Go get it. Paige, just sit the fuck down. Ellie, I don't know why you're here.
I don't know why you're here.
Why you're so close to my boyfriend, but get to get him.
So then what's her deal?
Nothing. Ellie doesn't.
Ellie was inspiring.
Ellie doesn't have a deal. She just sucks.
She just sucks.
That might be the episode.
Ellie doesn't have a deal.
She just sucks.
Got my handy dandy notebook for shots fired.
Sorry, I got told that we're so cute. Ha! I'm watching the live on my phone because I have ADHD. Go ahead.
Well, do you want to start shots fired?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna kick stuff.
Pew 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Shots fired.
Oh, am I starting it?
No, I can start it. So my first one, is Spinner saying, "Oh right, camping with your Bible buddies. So glad I'm missing that."
My first one comes right after that when Darcy's like, "You said you'd try to come," and Spinner goes, "Was I high at the time?"
Mm-hmm. And I have next Darcy talking to Jay saying they let you out on parole.
Yep. I have Jay saying to Spinner, "Well, you let me know when she makes you up your mind for you."
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have Hazel saying, "Gee, all these plans I didn't know about."
I have Jimmy telling Spinner, "When I said you were dead to me, I meant forever. You don't exist."
Mm-hmm. I have Spinner saying, "If Jesus didn't want us to have sex, he'd make every girl look like Quasimodo's sister."
Oh, wow.
I have Spinner saying to Linus, "So if I'm not on your team, then that puts me on the winning team, right?"
I have Ellie saying, "Guess we'll put those art classes on hold."
I have Hazel saying, "And Ellie, why don't you keep doing what you're doing?"
And I know there's more of this line, but the part that stood out to me was Jay saying, "Let me pray on it."
I have fucking Linus. Shot fired at Linus for just existing. Mm-hmm. But I have Linus when he's like being like, "You know, what things do you need to confess before you get into hell? Don't you have any, Spinner?" And he goes like, What about your friend Jimmy? What about him?
That was a dick.
We didn't even talk about Linus.
Now,
I don't have anything to say.
Fuck Linus.
Fuck Linus. We can't wait.
We don't talk about Linus. No, no, no. Get out of my house. Yeah. That was my last one, was Jay, let me pray on this.
Okay, I got a few more.
Yeah.
So I've got Jay saying, man, ever since you met Miss WWJD, yes, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yes.
Which is more of a shot fired at Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
That painting of Ellie is a shot fired at Ellie.
Dirt Ellie.
The fact that Jimmy painted that painting of Ellie mm-hmm. is a shot fired at Hazel. And then I have Hazel, who's a queen, really, in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for Hazel, but go, girl. Know mm-hmm. your worth.
Absolutely.
No, you're being a coward. And if you won't say it, then I will. So here it is, Jimmy. Ready? We're through.
Yeah, that was good.
Boom. That yeah.
was good.
Also, there was the shot that Rick fired at.
Yeah, I guess we can. Yeah, that did happen. Shot that occurred. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Okay, so who shines? I think Hazel shines.
Hazel definitely shines because she stands up for herself and she's like, I will not put up with any more of this foolishness. I don't know what you guys have going on. It's weird. Done. And I love that for her.
I support it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else shines.
I think Spinner shines when he punches Jay.
That's fair. And once he does realize that Darcy's not having it, he's like, you know.
He stops. I feel like Spinner does the thing where he's like, what? What's going on? Like, he doesn't realize that, like.
Boys are stupid, though, and Spinner is a stupid boy.
It's more when Linus is like, what do you think about death or something? He's like,
oh.
I don't know. And Spinner's out of his depth. Like, he just has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, but also these kids aren't smart enough to handle Spinner and his, like, questions. So you're telling me good people go to hell because they don't believe in God? And Linus is like, let's debate this weekend at the retreat. Yeah. Like, fuck you, Linus.
Yeah.
Linus, let's stop that answer with, like, a Darcy. Bell or something.
He could. I don't know. I don't think that's ever confirmed. Did Linus having a thing for Darcy?
They didn't want that
no. No, we have another episode with Linus, but it's not.
Yeah.
It does not confirm any of that.
So it feels like he's being weirdly.
Yeah, like sabotaging. It's weird, like. The ego trip of the, like, leader of the youth group. Because that's essentially what he is. Like, he's the peer leader, but they don't have adult supervision.
Right.
There are no adults on this campus.
There are no adults in this entire town.
Except
for Mr. Snake. Miss Hasselakos is around, but, like.
Only in TV form.
And, like, we know how she feels about sex crimes.
Right. She literally does
just Snake.
No,
whose name Simpson?
Snake was his high school nickname.
Yes, it's like a nickname.
And Emma's his stepdaughter, and like she calls him Snake because her mom's known him since high school, and he calls him Snake. She calls him Snake, and then Craig also calls him Snake sometimes because Joey was Snake's best friend from high school. Mm-hmm. But most people just call him Mr. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who bums you out?
Ellie, Jimmy, Jay.
Darcy. Spinner. Yeah. Jay. No, I thought we said Spinner shines.
Well, I think your mom was like making the differential that it was,
that's
it was just for the Jay.
That's fair. He is
otherwise.
Jay was an alcohol mess. He purposely gave bad advice to Spinner.
Mm-hmm. He said
Spinner tried to listen to at first, but then was seemed to come correct.
No, Jay's a fucking bummer almost always.
Yeah, I'm like that dude. Like, he a mess. Like,
I mean, I am excited to have you guys back so you can watch the redemption arc of Jay and not the redemption arc of Spinner, because this is the redemption arc of Spinner.
Yeah.
We are
Jay getting a redemption arc?
Yeah. Jay
he's
has
still, but he's still dead to Jimmy forever.
Well, that's
well
gonna
that
it,
that changes
not as long as you think it is.
Apparently not.
Well, that's because he's still acting like a jackass, and Jimmy know it.
It's gonna be about another couple episodes. Get together.
I think it's not until like the end of this season.
We're trudging, like couple as in, like, including the two-parters. It's
yeah,
a handful.
It's not that far. Yeah.
It's about a handful or so episodes before they are coming together for some reason. I forget what makes them
Jay
come together.
Jay got a fucking problem.
That's so valid. Mm-hmm. Does it go there? No.
They want it to because of the shooting clips.
Yeah,
but probably.
Yeah, they're like,
we've got Christian.
Yeah,
I don't think it really goes there. I think that this is just about the, like, this is the new era where, like, more things are going to be, like, scandalous or whatever, but it doesn't necessarily, like, this is not the go there of the season. Like,
no.
We have barely scratched the surface of what's actually going to occur, so I'm not going to give it to this episode.
I think that's fair. It is me.
I wrote that Drake was a fool.
A whole fool.
I think that that's a good note to end on.
I think so, too.
Thanks for listening to Your Mom's Podcast. Next week, we'll be joined by Evie Pacini, host of Degrassi Schools In, to discuss the rise of Palix in Lexicon of Love, Parts 1 and 2. This episode of Your Mom's Podcast was made possible in part by Salem, Massachusetts, Friendship Club, and support from listeners like you. Thank you.
We did it. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
This is great.
All right, I'm going to go, mate.
Yes.
Okay. Our moms are so tired of this. Our moms are done with us being. They were like,
I had to say everything on birthday.
Thank you, Tommy.
Them characters are fools. So I had to do
so much.
Yeah, thank you, Tawny.
Oh, we got 793 likes for that. That's nice. We somehow got 793 likes, though. I went, aw, thank you for liking the live, Tawny.
Tawny, I love you so much. Anybody else who's here? It's just Tawny.
It's just Tawny. We love you.
But we love you.
And the real Seymour. Possibly. I don't know. I don't know how to work.
I don't mean they're happy.
But thank you, people.
Oh, hi.
We would like to take a moment to thank our Patreon subscribers. Tay.
Evie.
Miranda.
And an extra special thank you to our Titty Snake producers, Alika,
Brandy,
Chelsea,
Corey,
and Tawny.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
If you'd like to further support our show, you can find us on TikTok and Facebook as Your Mom's Podcast. We also have a Facebook group of the same name. And you can find us on Instagram at YMPodcast. Your Mom's Podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscriptions and reviews are another great free way to support us. However, if you're interested in supporting us in not free ways, we have a lot of great bonus content on our Patreon, and some great merch at our shop, which can be found at your-moms-podcast-shop.forthwall.com. And remember, that's Padcast. PAHDCAST. Thank you.